Weyburn. The official community plan for Weyburn is getting two amendments to accommodate the rezoning of two separate parcels. The amendment is needed for a parcel owned by Bree Patterson at the corner of 2nd Street and Prairie Avenue, as the former real estate office will revert back to a residential property. This requires rezoning from neighborhood commercial to residential semi-detached, or R2. Council gave second and third readings to amend the bylaw for the OCP. The second property are two lots on Regina Avenue, as owner Ryan Bosfield purchased city-owned land in order to build a custom workshop on the land. The land needs to be rezoned from urban holdings zone to a light industrial zone, and the land designation in the OCP has to be changed from no designation to industrial. First reading was given, and notice has to be given to neighboring properties and the public before it will come back to council on January 22 for input, and second and third readings, if it's approved. The Minister of Government Relations needs to give approval for the amendments to be made to the official community plan, then the bylaws can take effect. In other council business, City Manager Matthew Warren was appointed as the interim city clerk, while administration is making a search for a permanent clerk to replace Danette Richter, who retired at the end of 2023. While the city is actively recruiting for this position, the city's act requires that the position be filled temporarily until it is filled. Richter retired after serving for 17 years as city clerk, ending a 30-year career with the city of Weyburn. City refuse pickup is returning to a bi-weekly pickup schedule again, and city engineer Jennifer Wilkinson was asked what the rationale is for picking up garbage every second week through the winter. She noted there are a number of reasons, including that the driver for the refuse pickup is also used for snow removal when it's required, and in a normal winter, it's more difficult for the garbage truck to navigate the residential streets, particularly after a snowfall. In addition, she said it also assists making the service more affordable in the public works budget by reducing costs while still being able to provide the service.